This episode is brought to you by Listo Beverages. Listo, fuel your ambition, tu maricons.
It has a cock on the can.
Drink our energy drink. It has a large black cock on it. It tastes like really good energy drink juice.
If this was the flavor of black cock, and I'm...
That's the one that... Is that the one that is like watermelon, spicy watermelon?
No, this is the original one. Cucumber, lime.
I need Listo, please. I need a non-carbonated energy drink so I don't have to support this demonic company.
Supposedly that is like that some sort of like devil sigil. I mean, you know.
That's fine. Mexico loves the devil now. And it's big girthy cock. So I have a surprise for you.
God damn. Okay.
I have a surprise. Oh, glasses are coming off.
Yeah, I want to witness whatever this is without a filter. I've been waiting for the surprise for a few days. I don't know what the fuck's happening. So,
all right. Well, I have a surprise for you. It's going to be hard. I'm going to try to stay on the mic.
Don't let it be magic that makes my clothing disappear because my nipples haven't been done yet.
What do you mean done?
Like, you know, I haven't shaved, you know, like
I shave your nipples.
I shave my whole chest every now and then. I just like, I don't know.
That's so you can go on slip and slides faster.
Yeah.
All right. I wish the owners of that water park in Tijuana that I have no idea where it's at, where it has a giant slide.
It'll be kid. Yeah. We can go there if you want. It's not season right now.
I want to go there.
How many people have died there, Avi? A few,
Really? People have died there?
Yeah. That place has
because
notches.
Of that slide. Or other slides?
Because of, you know, people getting angry and getting shot in there, or people or people overshooting that slide and maybe landing on the edge of the...
Holy fuck.
But yeah, let's go, dude. Let's go and, you know, let's have fun.
Do you think as you're going down those massive slides, do you think you go further if you're heavier or lighter? Heavier, right? Would sink, but then also you're heavier, so then like gravity wants to hurry up and bring you down.
Yeah.
So who goes further?
I think if you're skinnier or smaller, you get launched
because you're more aerodynamic, and you're just like,
yeah. And if you shave your,
you're about to go Mexican. You're like, when you shave your chest,
when you shave your pezones,
when you shave your chest. Okay, so I got to put on this music.
Are we gonna get this copyright striking with this fucking music?
Doesn't matter. We don't make any money on this podcast.
The fuck.
So, when you wish upon a star, because dreams do come true, I'm gonna make your dreams come true right now.
Man.
All right. Close your eyes.
I have a lot of dreams. I don't know.
Close your eyes and open your hands. Why did you cover your eyes? You're an adult. You can't just cover your, you can't just close your eyes.
I don't know how any of this shit works, Eddie. I've never been surprised.
Just close your eyes and put your hands out. Good. Both hands. It's going to take two hands.
There's a candles in front of me.
That's not the only thing that takes two hands, but this is going to take. All right.
What is this?
All right. Your eyes are closed?
Yeah. It's going to be a dildo. If this is a dildo, Eddie, I'll throw it back at you.
I'm going to lay my penis right across your hands. All right. Hold on. You ready? All right. Here you go. Okay, so look at that's. It's not just a head. It's not just a head.
I can't even fucking see out of this, but I'm. I don't even know what's going on.
All right. Take it off for a second, because I got to show you the rest. You have entered the.
What do you have there?
Energy drink. Don't drink it.
No, you had something else.
Okay, so here's one hand. Hold on. Don't put all this stuff on because it's. What is it? I don't even know what this is. I think this goes around your head first.
What do you mean around my head?
I think this is supposed to go on your head first. Hold on. Take off the head. I need you to take off the head.
Man, this is not for your head. This is for your.
That's not going to fit you.
Oh, God. Yeah. No, this is like a thong. It's like a thong.
No.
It's like a furry thong.
Oh, no, that's for your head. So it probably goes on and then that goes underneath your chin. I haven't even really taken this out yet. Okay, so take the head off because there's more. I need you to take off the head.
I'm trying to.
Here, I need you to put on the full bodysuit. Yeah. You are full furry now. All right, so hold on.
Fuck.
Let me.
I don't know if I can do this.
Okay, so you're gonna get fully dressed right now. So let me get off the. Let me get off the headphones.
All right. Look, you have like little fur shoes. All right, so right up my ass. Okay, so this doesn't go on your neck. It goes on your forehead. Take that tail. This is the full experience. Put in there. Right? Chupa mi verga. Dun, 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 dun. All right. Okay, hold on. Let me get over there.
You have just transformed into a furry. How do you feel? Your dreams have come true. You're in a, look at it. It is the year 2025 in October, and you are in a furry costume. All these years you've wanted to be a furry.
This wasn't a dream of mine.
No.
I was just curious about the lifestyle.
So look at, I had to jump through some major hoops to get you this suit. I had to pull a lot of favors.
What would be my furry name?
So your furry name?
What am I?
I think you're kind of like a sexy cat. But
a cat?
Yeah. So actually I didn't have to pull a lot of favors to get this costume. I found it on OfferUp for $200.
This is a used furry suit?
Hell yeah. Now check this out.
Eddie, hold on. Somebody fucked in this suit.
There's some stains in there that can't be explained. I'm not gonna lie. Check this out. I found the diapers, but I forgot them at my house today. There is two diapers, one for you, one for me. Okay. They are whimsical as you described them.
Yeah, but they're themed.
Yeah, so you can buy a 2-pack for about $11.99, and that's what it cost. And I just forgot them. But there are diapers. That is your suit to own to do whatever you want with.
Or my cat? Are these like rounded ears or pointy ears?
They're rounded and pointy. Yeah.
I feel like I'm in a.
I got that like on OfferUp, and they shipped it. It was like from Tennessee.
Oh no!
Yeah,
so if you're from Tennessee, you're missing your sexy.
There's a brown stain right on the nose.
Oh no!
Did you ever think?
Oh look, my hands are furry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like so this is what werewolves feel like.
Yeah. Maybe it's just because you kind of look like you have a beard.
You wanna know what I would do if I was actually a cat?
What would you do?
Oh, God.
You'd kill yourself?
Yeah, break my own neck, probably.
Oh, okay. So how do you feel? Your dream has come true. You are in a furry costume, and it is yours to keep to do whatever you want.
Some members of the audience probably have to come up with like some fan fiction around this.
All right, in the comment section, guys, we need, what is Ed's furry name?
Yeah, I need a furry name and like some sort of fan fiction around why I'm a cat.
Yes. So here's what we'll do: we'll make it a contest. The best furry name from either the Spotify comments or the YouTube comments. I'm going to pick one, and I'll send the winner a little prize goodie bag from Sneak Reaper.
Of gay bacon.
No, we ate the gay bacon. That's good stuff.
Am I just going to wear this for the rest of this?
I would say probably take off the hat or the helmet. Okay. Look at your headband. You look like in the cartoons or whatever when they get like damage to their head, they wrap it with band. It's probably really warm, isn't it?
Look at me. I'm a sexy cat.
It is. I thought it's a very, as you say, whimsical. Look at, he fucking loves it. Look at, he loves it. Hey, all right. When do you see your, he's cleaning himself. I'm gonna choke. He's already in character. Look, he's loving it. This is like the best moment. All right. We're gonna have to cut this so I can go to the bathroom. You're gonna make me pee. Hold on. See if you can twerk in it. Try to twerk. Make that. Try to twerk. Let's see.
You guys are horrible.
This, I think it would be really funny.
It's a very warm suit, by the way.
I think we should go in this disgusting fucking alley that's nearby and take a picture of you in full costume.
Let me think about it.
Do you want to take that shit off, and or are you cool with leaving everything else on?
I mean, I guess people will ask questions at some point.
Now you look like Bigfoot.
Like Bigfoot? Like
doesn't
like,
he look like Bigfoot now? Or no, not Bigfoot, fucking the Abominable Snowman.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the Abominable Snowman.
You're the Abominable Mexican Snowman.
Yeah. I was also born in Kenya, like the Obama
administration.
Man, that was that was like a very exhilarating experience, being in full furry costume for the first time ever.
Yeah, you can go to conventions now, and this time be one of them.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about. I mean, if you know any, man, the hands for me,
they're articulating. I think there's actually like thumb loops on the sleeves, so that this way they can go all the way up, so they don't see your.
I'm sorry, my paws.
Yeah, let me pause for a minute. Stupid.
You know what's missing on this?
Nipples.
Cat nipples.
Yeah. But maybe you're just a sexy boy cat. Do boys still, boy cats have nipples?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're a boy. Well, you have nipples.
I know, but like.
Or don't you? Holy shit, Eddie.
But do boy cats have like a whole bunch of nipples?
Or yeah, is it just, yeah, they have a straight line of nipples.
No.
They don't have just two. The boy cats don't just have two nipples, dude.
Boy cats have a ton of nipples, too?
Yeah, they do.
Why?
Because why do you have two?
I have two. Well,
yeah.
So I guess they.
Yeah, they.
That's
yeah.
So stupid. But whatever.
Are you questioning God's wisdom, Eddie? Right now?
That's not how I would do it. But.
yeah, I should probably take this off. This is a very hot costume.
Go ahead. Or you're gonna need help.
No.
Yeah, because I gotta unzip it. I don't want you to.
Oh, there's a zipper.
That it's zipped up, dude. This isn't no bullshit-ass costume. That's a $200 furry costume.
Which is not that expensive. Exactly.
I saw that on there, and normally they are like $2,500 to $5,000. Yeah, come over here. Did you ever think you would... And you are now part of the furry community.
Yeah. I'm an ally of that community, and I self-identify as this... Fur spirit. I want a name though and some fan fiction.
What are we willing to give away for an origin story comic book?
No, not a whole comic book. Okay, I just need a name and like a backstory.
All right,
we'll give them. We'll send them out like a sneak reaper and just get.
Yeah, if somebody comes up with both of those, and I'll check either the Spotify or YouTube comments. I'm so aggravated that I forgot something else that I told you earlier. But
I'm gonna have to like make those.
They are diapers, so they are diapers that can go over, or you can wear them underneath.
I have to show them off. I mean, if I have them, why am I concealing them from the public? Why am I stealing that ability to for people?
Yeah, so they're either way. So and it comes in two. So either like I can poop in one and
no,
and,
no,
okay.
or though maybe I don't know. No. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. So we have. Two diapers right now sitting on my
just Ms. two. Pac-Man. How much? I'm curious. How much is a whimsical adult diaper cost?
I got the sample pack, so it was $12 for two diapers.
Wow! Yeah. So it's affordable. Like being a furry and being into crinkling is an affordable
thing. About $6 a diaper.
Beautiful, beautiful thing.
And it's cheaper if you buy more. So if you guys want us to collaborate on with this company for diapers, let us know in the comments.
We could
let's just people. Say they're the shit, you know?
Yeah. I mean, people are on the go sometimes. They need to, they're not wasting
We're
any time.
We're on the go.
Yeah.
We should be wearing diapers.
Bow on the go. Yeah, we should probably.
At some point, we're probably going to have to wear diapers, but we should have started early.
Yeah. There's a lot more hours in the day.
Yeah. I mean, we're always teaching preparedness.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, jet pilots wear diapers. They're cool, right?
Do they?
Yeah. Some of them do.
Damn.
Or maybe I just made that up.
I think you did. You know who does wear diapers, though?
They have to, though. Like, a jet pilot flying a mission for, like, a few hours or, like, a long period, he has to fucking wear a diaper. Right?
if it's anything like,
I had never seen a jet. I've never seen Tom Cruise in a Top Gun movie. So like, hey, Goose,
I got a shit.
Hold this bag open.
I don't know. I know that off-road racers, when they do like the Baja 500 and 1000, some of them are wearing diapers, and some of them have a
pee.
They have like a funnel thing that goes down and like into like a bag or something they piss in, or it just goes outside. I think one of the two, I don't know, but,
We need to stop talking about shitting ourselves, I think.
Yeah. People are going to think we have problems.
We do. We have many, many issues.
Surprise.
Okay. Thank you for that surprise. It's life changing. Yes. Hopefully at some point we come up with a backstory and a cool name, and we have these further adventures of.
What if your name is just, what if it's just Puss?
Señor Puss.
Señor Puss. Señor Puss, the crotch goblin. So you just learned that term the other day.
Yeah. Oh, so Eddie, I don't want to talk about that. Okay, so let's get back on track. I don't even know if there is a fucking track right now. This fucking furry costume. That's a hot furry costume, by the way. Not
sexually. I like the colors. I like that like light blue and
I like the fact that it has like, I didn't know it. I thought it was like a fox or something because I saw the fur, but it's a cat.
Yeah, it's legit. It was a huge ass giant box that all came in.
Amazing. Well protected. Amazing. What the fuck have we been doing for the past few weeks? We've been
nonstop.
We've been running around, and a big part of this little of this aspect of the show is basically checking in. We have a bunch of we travel a lot. This company has afforded us many opportunities to travel.
Yeah, but it's all work.
Classes, Blade Show. We went to the Blade Show in Utah recently, and we just got back from. Doing a class at Emerson's gym out in Harbor City. But before all of that, we went on a pretty cool adventure. We got an invitation to train some pretty special people. If people want to...
Yeah, I'll let you... I mean, you can probably go on our Instagram and see. I posted a coin that one of them gave us.
Yeah.
For me.
We were invited to advise some pretty cool people. That
they're pretty cool too.
That you know, if you get into any issues as a military server or a service member somewhere and you have to, you know, go back, come back, they basically teach you how to survive. So we went out there and advised a little bit for that program. Amazing people, pretty cool experience.
We had some bomb ass barbecue that none of the locals liked, but I thought it was legit really good.
Yeah, this barbecue place was, man, it looked like something out of the 60s or 70s, like this abandoned barbecue place.
You had like the restaurant, and then where we went to was like a saloon.
Yeah.
And it had the bar top where it looks like you would throw somebody across and they would fly out the fucking
window.
And most
people there were drinking. I think we were like one of maybe two groups of people.
Yeah, there wasn't very many people.
Yeah, everybody was just drinking. So like, it was fire.
It was fucking really good.
Fire barbecue.
And all the locals hate it.
Yeah.
They say it's not good. And they were like, it was good 30 years ago. I'm like, that fucking shit was
fucking
good.
Amazing barbecue.
And you've been to a lot of barbecue. You've been to probably more barbecue places than I have. So you like, you know when there's.
Yeah, I make it a point to like figure out what the best.
Literally every
are.
Trip we almost have barbecue.
Yes. And that was a pretty good experience.
Yeah.
We also got to meet for the first time because Billy Trident, who has been on the remote version of this podcast a few times and is a very good friend of mine. We've never met face to face ever. Billy is a legend. You know, he is legit a legend out there in the community. He is a weapons master. He is a historian. He is the dude with the stories. A wealth of knowledge of everything street obscure, I think, is kind of the way to kind of describe him. We got to hang out with him for a whole afternoon, evening.
Amazing.
That was amazing. So if people are wondering, he is a short Asian man.
And he's exactly... He may or may not be a short Asian man, but he is exactly
yeah the stories are true.
Everything that you think.
That's not even half of it. Yeah, most
I don't even know how to. I don't know how to.
Most of what you assume about Billy, you're still missing a giant piece.
Yes.
And it is
way cooler.
It's way cooler. We can't talk too much about, you know, Billy, because he is who he is, and that I get it. You know, I get that aspect of his persona.
But he took us somewhere.
Oh, fucking A, then. He took us to, I don't know how to describe this place.
Let's just call it his lair.
His lair. We went to a lair
of his,
and it is legit. It's like, hey, imagine Billy said, like, hey, you want to walk into my mind and see what it's like inside of it?
That's actually, I was trying to describe it to somebody else, and that's probably the best way.
Yeah, he's like, hey guys, you want to take a trip inside of my mind? That is exactly what happened. We went to, I think is, I don't know what, how to describe it, collection room or a room where, like his, like a lair. It was a shrine to everything Billy tried. I think that's the best way to kind of describe it. It's this room that is covered in,
like, two kind of connecting rooms.
It is just covered in everything that you would consider Billy Trident.
And it's not just like covered, like you put stuff on the wall and then you have like bookshelves. It is like layers of like it's like cool shit on top of cool shit on top of cool shit. So like there's like these gold knuckles on top of these knuckles, top of this He-Man figure that is, has a Santa Muerte figure that then has a He-Man's castle that has, you know, small vials. Do you want to talk about the small vials?
Oh, that was just so we can't talk too much about.
Are you gonna say?
We'll talk about that vial. We'll talk about the vial. We were looking around, and it's from the 60s to the 70s.
Is it the 60s or 70s? It feels like Stranger Things, kind of like 70s, 80s.
70s, 80s. There's some like fucking vintage toys that I'm a big nerd from. Like he has, I'm like, oh, I have this $1,000, $2,000 toy Godzilla. There. It's just right there in the box. And I'm like, it's just like abandoned in the corner. You have a lot of his knuckles just like everywhere.
Everywhere.
And like,
there's like piles. You're sitting in this chair, and there's just like piles,
relics of like some amazing shit. Anyways, there are three of us there visiting, and we're trying to be cool, you know, not be squares. And you know what this is, and I don't know what that is. Well, this is.
No. Describe what it was first.
Hold on.
Okay.
So, like, you know what that is? Oh, well, I don't know what that is. Oh, this is a 1970s poster that was only available. I don't know, like, some of the wildest shit around. We're trying to, and I'm trying to be cool. Like, oh, I know what that is. You know, I know what that is. And then all of a sudden, he pulls out this glass vial, right?
I hope he doesn't mind us talking about
this. Oh, I think he's cool with that. He pulls out this glass vial, and if you know Billy, you're like, what is in that vial, right? Everybody assumed the, like
liquid morphine.
What is this? As I have it in my hand, looking at...
Say it exactly how he said it.
I'm like, hey, Ed, do you guess what that is? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, well, there's three of us there looking at it. It's like mercury or like a mix, like some sort of weird mercury. Maybe a drug of some sort. Maybe morphine. Ah, no, it's pussy juice.
100%. Somebody sent him fucking a vial of pussy juice, and it's still in liquid form. I don't know how long it's been, but it's still there.
An amazing artifact.
Good God.
Like, out of all the things we saw there, I think that was the showstopper.
Yeah, and it was just like you had to like put my hand in there. Like, it was behind like layers of just like things. And he's just like, I bet they'll like this.
Yes, we did. It made our night.
Everything that you would think how he is.
That's him.
It's him. Like,
that's
him. you there is
and if anybody has any, like, hey, like, I get it, like, some of the things he has shared about his past, and
it's all real.
I can tell you without a doubt,
it's 100% real.
It's real. And also, what isn't being told is also he's a great human being. He does amazing charity work. The Chihuahua rescue he runs is amazing, and
he is a very healthy man.
He is a very healthy man, very capable. I would not want to fight Billy. You know, he's Asian. He probably knows some secret arts.
The OG nunchucks,
yeah,
that have dents in them.
We saw an aspect of him that not many get to see, and
it was pretty cool.
It was pretty cool. One of the coolest evenings I've had in a while. Legit cool experience. And we won't talk about anything else about him because he's anything you would imagine. You're shooting yourself short with him.
Yeah, it's it's however you think. That's probably how it really is.
Yeah. Like, but there's a little bit more to him, which is like,
yeah, it's
hopefully, you know, we can invite him back on the remote podcast and talk a little bit about it. But again, coolest dude I've met out there on the road.
Imagine a in-person podcast in the lair.
I mean,
my God. I mean, there is two Lazy Boy recliners. That would be. Hey Billy, what do you think?
it was an experience to say the least.
That was the most. So I even told him, I was like, dude, you need to be like a set designer, like a prop designer. And he's like, oh, I've done that before. And it's like, what the fuck?
Let's not reveal too much about him. Let's not reveal too much about him. But again, fuck it, cool dude. Yeah. And then after that, we didn't stop. We had to travel out of there pretty quickly. Our team was called to action. And we went to Utah for Blade Show. It's my second time to Utah. I've been out there at least once before for some training. We went to the Utah version of Blade Show, Blade Show West.
Smaller show,
different people. Everybody was really nice. Mm-hmm. Everybody was really nice. I mean,
it was a cool venue because the hotel's right there, so you just. Like literally a 2 minute, like not even 2 minutes, just you walk right into the convention center.
Every time I go to one of those shows, it's like a family reunion because I know I've been around that community for decades now, years.
It's work, but it's still like you're hanging out with your friends. Yeah.
We shared a booth with the guys at Copus, that make one of the versions of the Elvia.
Young Adam, Prince of Eternia, ran our booth for us.
Young Adam, Prince of Eternia, the youngest and most talented one of us.
Well, and handsomest.
And handsomest. And the one with more opportunities than us.
Better person than us.
Better person than us in every way, shape, or form. Healthier, better decision making, all of that. It was the first time we were we've been at a knife show, with the Sneak Reaper Industries table. We got to meet a bunch of our followers, a bunch of the fans that like the brand, a bunch of people that are into the brand that have absolutely no idea who I am, which was pretty cool to kind of recognize that this thing is just growing. And we got to walk around a bit and just see what was the weirdest knife you saw at the show, or like what the weirdest thing you saw at that show.
The weirdest thing at the show is probably the coolest thing at the show that I bought for you and I. I bought us two compasses. Actually, Abby, can you hand me my backpack and I'll show our audience?
Yeah, if you've never been to Blade Show, it is basically this convention, and they're specifically about knives, and you'll see high-end knives, you'll see pretty affordable knives, you'll see patches, gear, EDC stuff, flashlights. When I say EDC, everyday carry things, so flashlights, multi-tools, patches,
like leather stuff.
John Gray came up with these patches.
This is a compass.
It's not a tadpole. No, it's a compass.
It's a compass. It is so you don't get lost.
It is a compass stuck on a tadpole. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all.
Goddamn. No, you don't want that.
Why not? Why don't I want any of that?
I don't know. Maybe good for your skin, I guess, or whatever. Yeah, that's a pretty cool thing. We got a hot dog knife. We got this.
Yeah, I'll be playing with it.
Oh shit! Not on my shoulder. We bought a hot dog knife.
Yeah, kid. No, we didn't even buy it. Blade HQ gifted us.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I meant to buy it, and they were like, "No, fucking take it."
Yeah, it was a fucking pretty cool show. We got to hang out with a few of our friends. We got to hang out with Mick Strider.
Mick is a wild boy.
Cool dude. Yeah. I've known him for a while now. We got to have dinner with him, and he was carrying around a very cool black wooden bat.
Solid wood. Is it weighted?
I don't know.
Because it feels like heavier, right, than at the end.
And Mick Strider is the man behind Strider Knives, yes. And he had a booth there. Strider Knives, if you know about them, I mean, they form lines to try and buy some of his stuff. And one of his product offerings this year, and I think it's been a few years now, but he was selling these small bats,
yeah,
which are, you know, for baseball, I guess, but yeah, they'll crack you. You'll crack your head open with one of those. So
yeah, they'll crack a skull.
So he was just hanging out at the bar with this bat coming out of it, like Casey Jones from the Ninja Turtles. He had this bat in his backpack.
He kind of looks like he would be an older Casey Jones, huh?
Yeah, he's completely Casey Jones material. So he's there, like standing, like just taking a drink. Like, hey guys, what's going on? And he was like, we tell him, like, where are you guys off to next? And I'm like, well, we're going to do a class, and we're going to do a pig lab at the class. Pig labs are basically we buy these already deceased pigs, and we utilize them as a training medium for both medical management and also just weaponry to see what the effects of it are on flesh, so students can have that experience. And he's like, oh, that's cool. Pulls out this bat in the middle of this bar, and like a samurai just hands you this bat. It's like, yeah, Eddie, I need you to smash that animal with this bat and see what it does.
For science.
I don't want to get hit with that Strider bat.
No, it makes a very
distinctive crack
sound. Yeah, a crack is the best way to, that's probably because whatever bone was cracking, but
yeah,
and it doesn't, like, it stays in your hand.
It's like somebody made it that knows what they're doing.
Yeah, it's oddly like weighted more, it seems, towards the end. It's like, yeah, it is an incredibly cool gift that I am like stoked to have.
And I was like, are you sure you want to test this out? Maybe you'll break or something like that. Nothing that bad is fine.
Yeah.
What broke was a lot of bone.
Yeah. So Mick gifted us that, and
we need to put that somewhere. Like that is a pretty cool gift, and a pretty cool story behind it. Yeah, maybe that cracked.
Maybe the altar will hold it at one point.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, why not?
Yeah, why not? There's a we just legit yesterday and the day before we were in Harbor City. Mm-hmm. Harbor City is the home of the Emerson Knife Company right now. Emerson Knives and my relationship to that company is old. It's been a while that I've known that company. First as somebody that was a fan of it, then somebody that would carry some of their stuff, and then somebody that went out there and learned from the founder of Emerson Knives, Mr. Ernest Emerson. Ernest Emerson is basically the man that invented the tactical knife.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people know that.
When I say tactical knife, I mean a folding knife that has all of the attributes to it to keep it in your hand, to open it under duress, hard use, combat. Combat is in the DNA of the designs that he makes. And also he takes a vast amount of his experience being a world-renowned instructor in the fields of combat, shooting. I mean, the man builds custom guitars.
Custom guitars and Muzzle loaders.
I think he
like powder guns.
I think he built a few 1911s as well. But
sure, he did.
He's a man of many talents. He's also pretty a big mentor figure for me in my career. I went out there 12 years ago for a seminar, maybe 13 years ago. He did this knife course out there in Harvard City, and I went there and he proceeded to get my mind blown. He was a bit older than I am, but the man can fight.
He is for his age, he is ripped. Like,
yeah,
I
old man Logan.
Yeah, he could if he could. I bet you he could probably put most people out with one shot.
Yeah,
to the head.
He is somebody that has throughout his life basically dedicated himself to becoming capable and dangerous, and that man is definitely both.
He's 70 years old. At 70 years old, he is strong as fuck.
I was out there 13 years ago, basically being humbled by him as a student, and he gave me some pretty solid advice. Pointed me towards some pretty interesting directions, and it was pretty surreal this past weekend, because being exactly back at that same spot that I went to as a student, now being the co-instructor for this seminar and basically teaching a bunch of guys how to be capable, just like I was 13 years ago. That was a pretty cool moment. I think one of my favorite moments of this year. And I've had a few, but that was like a very touching moment for me. The Emerson family has always been like also pretty incredible. He has two amazing daughters and one son, Lucas. Shout out to Lucas out there. Yeah, if he's listening to this, Lucas Emerson he's the future of that company. In the end, I think Emerson Knives is Emerson Knives. It's about knives. Lucas is producing some of the coolest and like amazing looking custom knives out there. He's young, very talented, and he's making these pieces of pocket jewelry. I told Lucas he made a mini Elvia, a custom mini Elvia. And I always have this joke with Mr. Emerson that I've never been able to win one of those fucking lotteries to get the ability to buy one of the custom ones. The only way I could get a custom one is to get him to make an Elvia production model. But I got the opportunity to buy the first mini Elvia from Lucas directly. And I think it was one of the best investments I ever made, I think, as far as, one, he makes really cool knives. You learn from the best. And two, you can tell that there's a legacy there that he's carrying, and he's taken it's a pretty profound way. So I'm pretty proud of owning that knife. He's also pretty cool. He's also a pretty cool kid. We're about to go on some adventures. We're not taking Lucas to Mexico.
Lucas, you're coming to Mexico.
we might take him somewhere.
We for sure are taking him.
Let's go to Mexico City.
You know, a lot of people don't know either, and I didn't even know this. They have a storefront that you can actually go and.
Yeah, it's open during the week, and I think you have to call ahead though. Sometimes it isn't open. I don't know. I'm not too sure what the nature.
Yeah, maybe
of that
send them a DM on Instagram. But if you're in the LA area and that's something that you're interested in, you can go out and
from what it looks like
a legit. We weren't there for that. We were training. And I never even got to go into the.
It's a pretty stocked storefront. It's a pretty stocked everything they sell is there. Yeah. And if they don't have it,
it's not just they have coffee, they have whiskey, they have apparel, knives, everything.
Yeah, it's a whole product line. One of the things I respect a lot about Mr. Emerson is that he has refused to send a lot of his manufacturing capabilities out overseas.
Yeah, I saw the CNC machines and back.
He stayed. And that is a brave thing in our economy. And
they work every day. At any given point, there was at least two ladies like putting their knives.
They're always working. Shout out to them. It was an amazing experience getting to teach there again. We're probably going to do this yearly.
Mm-hmm.
He was asking about, what we're going to do next. I think we're going to use that as an excuse to basically introduce some of the new components or some of the training material that we have. We have a whole new urban movement class that we are doing, and we are modifying some of the content in there to go more into the digital realm, information security, phone security, travel security, digital aspects of this drones. We're going to into some pretty interesting places with it, but I think a big part of how I want to kind of utilize our relationship with the Emerson family and the access to that space is to introduce some of their audience and our audience to some of these new skill sets that I think we've been kind of basically experimenting and playing with them and training some pretty high level people with some of these skill sets, and we're probably ready to kind of showcase some of these things publicly.
I think anybody that that came to that class definitely got their money's worth.
Yeah.
Because like the class ran over both days longer than we knew normally do, but that was because we had Mr. Emerson like just cooking, just like telling, you know, doing drills and stuff. And like he did that boxing drill.
Yeah.
And it's funny because he did for 50 seconds, you're doing just kind of like quick feet and quick punches.
Yeah. It's like
circular around
a bag.
Yeah. On a heavy bag. And then the last 10 seconds, you just throw all bombs. And so you have 1 minute basically of cardio. So he comes over to me. He told him, I wouldn't ask you guys to do anything that I want to do myself. And then he comes over to me and he's like, hey, tell me at 1 minute, 50 seconds. Cause everybody else just had to do a minute. He's like, hey, tell me at 1 minute, 50 seconds that I have 10 left. And then he's all stop me at 3 though. And I'm like, okay. So a minute and 50 seconds. And I'm like, damn. And everybody's like, holy shit. When is he going to stop? And then 1 minute, 50 seconds came and he just starts to drop boom, 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 boom. Like all like, you know, boxing experience punches.
I posted a video of him and Lucas drilling his famous, I don't know if he calls it
open
that.
Palm. It's just an open palm strike.
I mean, I call it a bee slap.
Yeah.
He has, again, a lot of that striking power, a lot of that experience base that he has, and a lot of that specific, that boxing and his ability to kind of maneuver his body and know how to deliver stuff. He was making Lucas's arm fucking almost swing all the way back.
Yeah, it was.
It's like,
he said it didn't hurt, but I was like, bro.
Cool experience. We're definitely doing it again next year. So if you guys are interested in joining a really cool group of people that are training themselves to be more prepared for a bunch of possibilities and like-minded people, and also a pretty good space and a pretty good company to work with, one of the best out there, definitely, if you can.
If you're carrying a knife, you should definitely get some training.
Yeah.
And, you know, definitely. If you plan on thinking you're going to use it ever, if you may have to as a weapon, you should.
Yeah, definitely. Or if you encounter a man in a furry cat suit somewhere in the middle of the night.
Yes, and with a diaper on.
And a diaper on, and you're not too sure what's happening.
Crinkling.
I think that furry suit is probably capable of stopping knives.
I didn't.
Because it's
maybe.
It's there's like.
Want to try?
Not now.
Do you think it'll stop my baseball bat from Strider?
Probably not.
Yeah. How did it smell inside?
It smelled like something. It's.
I didn't. I smelled like, so like when I opened the box, I was like,
it smelled like,
I didn't get
like,
any.
It smelled like, have you ever been camping for like more than 4 or 5 days and your Ooh. Sleeping bag starts getting kind of funky?
Kind of buttery.
Yeah. I think that's what that smelled like. Hmm. And it had a lot of curly hairs in this area on the bottom.
Oh, it did? Man, I guess because I did try it on nude. So,
oh no,
it's kidding.
Yeah, but where was I?
Yeah, Emerson. So we just got finished doing Emerson.
And now,
that didn't sound right. We just got finished doing Emerson. We just finished doing a class at Emerson's.
Yeah. I'm fucking exhausted by that, by the way. It's a physical class. It's also like, I mean, there's...
Yeah,
there's,
your portion of it is very... Having to do all the strikes and stuff.
Like I have to, like, wrestle out of grips and figure out...
That's because when you're showing it, though, you go really hard. I know because I've been the victim of that a couple times. My ears are still sore.
I'm sorry about that. I'm trying to showcase something pretty basic in a lot of ways. I don't go into anything fancy.
Are you, when you're doing that, are you trying to go hard? Or I almost feel like you, you get into an element. It almost seems
I'm trying to add the honesty of resistance into it. Okay. So like I tell people, hey, resist this.
Because when we were at that place for the government stuff, you fucking ended up throwing me into a table. Just a little bit. I felt like we were doing a wrestling show. Like at one point, like, I don't know. I don't even remember what you did, but I like crashed into the table.
Are you kidding?
the guys in front, the guys sitting at the table are like, Jesus Christ.
But I'm exhausted though. I need a break. I need a break pretty soon.
You don't need no motherfucking break.
Probably not. I'll fucking rest when I die. You want me to go, who's going to carry the boats? Not me right now. I wouldn't carry any boats right now. Oh, God, man.
But so we had some bomb tacos today at El Special.
Yeah.
My favorite. That's like my favorite lunch taco place.
Speaking of, like, they have this alien mural there. You see that? It says illegal alien. There's an alien eating a taco out there.
Tacos are so good.
Yeah.
And I bought a cowboy hat.
The ridiculous one.
It's in the car.
Oh man, that's a stupid hat. Well,
maybe I'll put it on for the next podcast. No, actually, no, I won't put it on for the next podcast.
Fuck, man.
What else we got going on?
Aliens. We have aliens going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of fucking alien talk.
Do you think they're aliens? I don't think they're aliens.
Do you want me to tell my alien story right now?
I don't know.
I can tell it right now.
Sure.
All right. So you ever hear like those stories of people where like they lose time and stuff?
Yeah, I don't like any of that.
Okay, so
it freaks me out.
Both happened. I'll tell my mom's first because hers is quicker. But both her and I have had the same story. And what's weird, when I was a kid.
Is this an alien abduction story? I need to prepare myself.
Yes, but it's not like I didn't get probed or anything. Like,
didn't you?
No, but I had this
fear. How would you know?
I guess I wouldn't know. I don't know.
And so, also, like, why do people go there? Like, why?
That's why I won't get hypnotized, because what if, like, they may put me to sleep and I'm like, ah, get out of my culo. Like, I don't want to, like, if the psychologist or the hypnotizer.
It's like E.T. and it's like,
yeah, it's like lying. Yeah, his finger just keeps growing. Like, he's like,
God damn, no.
Poking my guts. No. So, so I had like this fear as a kid of like aliens, legit. Like,
where did it come from? Like, what movie did you watch that you got freaked out with aliens?
It wasn't really even a movie. It was, and I think we've kind of talked about this one time, but like Unsolved Mysteries.
Dude.
God damn. And you sit there and you're like, if you watch that shit during the day, for me, it was as a little kid, you can watch it during the day, be like, that ain't shit. But if you watch it at night, and then you have like in your fucking mobile home that I lived in, and the windows are like, don't have the drapes, and you can see, and you're like, an alien's gonna walk by those windows.
It's imagine a gray alien just peeking through that fucking window when you're a kid.
So I'd go to bed and have to be like facing the door, because for whatever reason, it's better if I can see the alien come instead of them creeping up and like
on my backside. I prefer ignorance.
But dude, I would always fucking wake up and like, one of these days it's gonna be fucking like poking out the doorway or something. But
it's gonna like.
Yeah. But so like that was like a legit childhood fear. And like now I think, I don't know what I would do. Like if I, because like now I normally sleep like pointing that direction and you can kind of see the door. So like if I saw something at the door, I would say this when I was younger, I would be like, oh, I'd probably shit my pants and da da da.
And then later on you did. But
dude, I think ultra violence would just kick in and I'm just fucking, but what scares me is like.
But they would have like. I don't know, man. I don't think I've ever been abducted by aliens, but what I've learned or like seen out there is that they, you know, they speak through their minds is one thing that you hear they do. Time goes.
I don't know.
Time disappears, or like people get their minds wiped, implants.
So
all of this I learned from sightings and Unsolved Mysteries.
I would tell this story and like I tell it at a campfire or something. And my friends would be like, I'm going to do that in the middle of the night and scary. I'm like, you're going to get fucking shot if you do that. Like, I can't guarantee you that you're not going to die. So anyway, my mom had this one experience where my mom used to sell like life insurance, and she would like go to these do presentations at people's house. And she was coming home one night, and there was this road that you take. So like It's like this long road that you can cut across so you don't have to take the freeways. It's in Riverside, like El Sobrante. And she was driving home down this road, and she was tired, but not like too tired. And she said all of a sudden she just blacked out. And then and my mom was driving like this green station wagon at the time. So she said she blacked out.
Like she fainted?
I don't know. She blacked out. Next thing you know, her car is in the middle of this fucking field, in the middle of the field. And she like wakes up and she's looking around and she's like, where the fuck's the road, right? And I don't remember if she said the car was in park, or if the car was on or whatever, but she got out of the car and like looked around and she's like, how the fuck did I get in this field? She said there was legit no like tire tracks. Like she like lost control and like went in the middle of a fucking, not like here's the field that she was in. The road is like over here. Like now there's houses and shit all right there, but she was in the middle of this field, like pointed towards like drive this way, go back to the street. So she said she was pointing towards the street, which was like way over here, the road, and there was no tire tracks. And she said I don't remember how much time she had said had passed, but it wasn't like, it wasn't like very much.
I don't like that story.
Yeah.
I don't know. Me gusta. I remember seeing like a story like that on Sightings. Sightings was like a Fox show about like paranormal stuff. And they had this story about these many cases of people just walking into the snow, and then the tracks just stopping, and then they didn't find the people anywhere. So they just see these.
That's probably what's going on in national parks. You hear about like all these people disappearing in national parks.
No.
Yeah, you haven't heard about that?
I mean,
they call it like the missing 411 or something like that. Like all these people disappear in national parks, and they think the theory is either like aliens or fucking like underground lizard people tunnels.
Dude, just sucking you down in the ground.
Dude, I'll fight a fucking lizard. I'll fight a lizard. That's why you don't go nowhere. You know, like maybe, check this out. Obama gave us he actually did something pro 2A and gave us the ability to carry firearms in national parks. What if he knew that lizard people, he knew the fucking lizard people were snatching up people? And he's like, hey.
Hillary's family is snatching up people. We need to
arm
the citizens.
Better carry your Glock 40.
God damn. I mean, I don't.
With tungsten bullets.
I don't want to go to national parks anymore.
I do, but
I don't want to
stay strapped or get clapped by lizards.
God damn.
So my second story is me. I had an experience very similar to my mom's.
Okay, so.
But I've never seen an alien.
Okay, so your mom basically blacked out and then awoke in the field in her car, and there was no track. So basically, the car teleported onto this field.
That's what she like picked up and put down.
And I asked that because also being a nerd and watching Sightings and like nerding out all these books and stuff like that about alien abductions, you hear that some of this stuff happens through families, like through family lineages, that they have the experience of being abducted.
My mom thinks she's like psychic or something, or sees ghosts. Maybe we should have my mom on here. You've talked to my mom.
Yeah. She's interesting.
She's something. She's Puerto Rican. They all
speak to spirits or something.
Stories, yeah.
I don't know. But
that's lying.
The aspect of the car not having any tracks while it's at this field. It's pretty.
That's what she said. But she said it was creepy. I remember her specifically saying, and like I haven't talked to her about this in like maybe 20 years or so. But she said her car was pointing towards, because or else it was pointed towards the street and it was far from the street. And I was like, how did you not like get stuck in the dirt? Yeah. Because I knew what that like field looked like.
It's teleportation.
But she said she made it. She said she just started driving and like she didn't get stuck. She just like it was enough traction for her to like get out of there.
Whoa.
But she made it. So I had an experience very similar to my mom's. And it's fucking weird. So I'm driving where I might have been driving. If I can recall correctly, I was driving home from, I think at the time I was a volunteer firefighter and I was driving home from training, and I'm looking in the sky and I see like almost like stereotypical, like kind of movie, something, it was dark. And like, I see like this object, like a circular object, and it's got like lights that are like beep, 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 going around like beep, 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 beep. Like
pulsating lights around?
Yeah, but different colors, like going all the way around. And like kind of like your stereotypical UFO, but it's fucking huge. And like not like super huge. Like I could see
like a blimp size, maybe?
That's what I thought, but it was definitely not in the shape of a blimp. It was like very low too. Like I could look out the window and I was like, what the fuck? And it seemed like it was following me because I'm going down this road and it's like going the same direction as me. And then I had to go down this road and then I had to go down this road and this motherfucker was going right with me. And I stopped at a stoplight and you could hear the sound it would make was
like a hum, like it's humming.
Yeah, that's how it sounded. And it was just like lights going around. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I call up my friend, Ken, who's a cop. And I'm like, dude, are you? And he normally worked in that area. He's like, dude, are you working right now? And he's like, no. He's like, dude, I fucking like see some shit in the sky. Like, no joke.
He's like, are you okay?
I'm like, dude, no joke. I can fucking like see what looks like a fucking UFO. It's got these rotating lights. And
what year is this? You don't have a camera phone? You don't have a phone with a camera? No. Maybe?
Yeah. I think I did have a camera phone because this was in the MySpace era. And I know we got in trouble for posting pictures of ourselves in like uniform and stuff. Like so. they sent out a memo. So I knew like there was camera phones.
Camera phones.
He's like, well, take a picture, right?
Yeah, that's what I would say. Like, fucking.
Yeah, he's like, send me a picture. So I parked into my driveway, and then I get out to take a picture. Fucking time, like, dude.
What do you mean time?
Everything stops from there. So like, this is what happened. So I got out. No, I got out of the car. I'm still talking to him, and he's like, take a picture, and I'm like, okay, like, yeah, and then. Nothing. I don't know. So like the day ended then that day. Like I remember seeing it and then I woke up the next morning in my bed.
I don't like this story.
I don't remember. There's like a lot of stuff that like would have to happen because like I would.
They took you, Eddie.
Dude. So I don't remember.
Would you be open to getting like somebody putting you under? And it's trying to figure out if there was like some sort of situation there, like a regression.
So,
which I don't recommend to anybody. But would you want to open up that?
If somebody was willing to do that, and like as long as, like, yeah, I mean, and if it was like okay to be on, like, if it didn't divulge any like. Crazy personal details. I would probably do it on the podcast or something like.
No.
I mean, I don't fucking care. But like,
I do. I don't want you like being here like under hypnosis, and all of a sudden you just wake up like they live on the moon. They're harvesting our souls right now. God damn it! Any shit? I don't say any of this here. Like, I don't know, dude. Like, what? Imagine what would come out of
dude. So like,
did you have any sort of like? I don't know.
Meckles?
Alien Meckles or something? Like
it stopped. That whole day was then.
What's your next memory?
Waking up in the morning. And then, but here's the crazy thing.
Were you fully clothed or were you naked?
I don't remember because here's the thing. Like, it wasn't like, oh, that was weird last night. Like, it was forgotten about. And then like years later, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember wait a minute, what happened to the rest of the night? Because
did you ask your friend Ken about it? Like, hey, remember I called you about this weird light in the sky? Did he say anything about it?
I don't know if he would remember because I think I've asked him before and he was like, I don't think he really recalled because it wasn't like a big deal.
Definitely remember. Like, hey, somebody calls you like, hey.
I mean, we could call him right now if you want.
I'm looking at
him. You want to call him right now?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Right. I want to know if he.
All right, hold on.
I mean, I think that would be a memorable thing. Like somebody called me like, hey, I think I'm looking at this UFO in the sky. Like I've read about people describing like getting weird sunburns after getting like contacted by like weird aliens or people describing that their like electronics don't work.
Do you remember when I used to live in Menifee and I called you one time and I was like, dude, I think I see a UFO in the sky. And like, I told you that I had like then it seemed like it was following me and I had like rotating lights and I was talking to you on the phone. Do you recall something like that?
It's been a while, vaguely.
Vaguely.
Yeah. I think I got abducted and the aliens went inside my butthole. I don't know. All right. So basically, we just wanted to know if you recalled.
So maybe he was also. Maybe you were a mass abduction. Too.
All right, dude. Let me call you back later.
Okay.
All right.
But he's a character witness.
Yeah. You know? So I was talking to him and then.
Vaguely, he said.
Yeah. So like.
Maybe.
Here's the thing. Like a lot. Things would have to happen. So it's not that like I kind of had like a routine. Like I got to, go inside the house and I had like this big German Shepherd and I had to take him out to go to the bathroom at night. And like, so like there's so many things that were like, I would have remembered and just.
It's gone.
Yeah, and what's crazy, I didn't wake up in the next morning.
The only thing I can equate that to is when I would get blacked out drunk.
Yeah.
I would call it teleporting from one. Yeah, like
that's
I would
what
remember.
It felt like, teleporting.
Yeah, when I would get blacked out drunk, I would remember, like, I'm walking out of this bar. Boop. And then all of a sudden, like, the next morning, I'm like, what?
That's 100% how it was. So, like, I got out of the car. I was still talking to him on the phone. And he was like, oh, you should take a picture. And I was like, yeah. And then at that moment... No.
Yeah.
There was
did you wake up with like
I woke up normal, dude. I woke up I couldn't tell you. It was so normal. I couldn't tell you. Like most likely I was probably in my boxers and I woke up and day was normal. But I didn't think like, oh, that was weird last night. Like I had forgot about it until later on where I was like, yeah, I did see something in the sky. And what happened to the rest of the night? Because like I didn't remember unlocking the door, going inside. Like there's steps. So it was like a big house. So like you had to turn off the lights downstairs before you go to, like there, and I had a dog, like this big German Shepherd. So there was like a lot you had to do to like,
why do you think they chose you specifically? The aliens are like, look at this guy. Let's see if what his butthole looks like. What do you think if you could guesstimate, why? The celestial beings figured
if
out.
If that did happen, why would they choose? I mean, like, dude, I'm not like being like, the lights, like it followed my car. It was low. Dude. Like
all of this, I understand. Like, but
I got to the point where I heard a humming sound. Like, I don't. And it was like drones were just.
And what if this is like recovered technology or like some sort of like U.S. built UFO?
But it was just corny because it was like rotating lights. So it's like why even have it lights on a UFO? But like. So it just had like these like multicolored lights. Like,
yeah. Why would you? Why would a UFO have lights on?
I know that's a thing, but like it was like your stereotypical corny kind of UFO, but it,
like a cigar shape or like
no,
a disc?
Like perfectly round, like a disc, and it was low, and it like I opened the window and I could hear.
Did you hear the same sound coming out of your butthole in the morning, or was it like
yes, it's the air just because I was so gapped out of my. but then it was a normal day. I didn't even think about it, like. It was like it was forgotten, and then like later on, I was like, "Yeah, what happened with that?"
But if you have an implant in you right now,
but like so, listening. Like so, I know. So like, why? I don't think there's anything.
Did it ever
special.
Happen? Did it ever happen again?
No, but I just remembered. I do have one more UFO story, and then we'll cut this one short. So, this wasn't just me this time. So like, with that one, all I have is like that phone call that I called Ken, and that like, hey. Like, do you remember this phone call? I was at this campground in Arizona. I forget what it's called. It's out in the middle of nowhere. I was kind of like just daydreaming. And we were having a campfire. And I was like looking towards like the mountains, like away from the fire. And everybody's talking about the campfire. Oh, Salome, Arizona is where it's at. And then I look and I'm like, I see like one light, two light, three light. And then
flares,
this
it's
light
flares.
Would go on.
It's flares.
I'll tell you why it's not.
Okay.
So one light,
two light. I thought that too. One light, two light, three light, maybe four light. This one would go out and then it would show up over here. This one would go out and then over here. So like all the way across the sky. And it would do that for like maybe 30 seconds.
Mm.
And then, and I'm like, kind of like hypnotized by it. I'm like, the fuck am I looking at? And then I'm like, wait a minute, do you guys see this shit? I actually have this on video too. I could show you after this. I legit have it on video. And then I was like,
send it to Bobby so he can put it at the end of this.
Yeah, show. I will. So then I was like, do you guys fucking see this? And they all turned around and they're like, what the fuck is it? And it's like, you know how you have stars in the sky? They're like these little specks. And then you have like the planes that like the lights kind of bright. These are very bright, like yellow lights.
Like orbs, like luminous orbs.
Yes. And I've showed this video to, because Nick is our, but Nick Becks from the last podcast, he's a big UFO kind of guy too. And he's like, I seen the same shit in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
So check this out. So which would give orbs. An argument for flares, but I think orbs. And I'll tell you why. And I mean, he didn't make me sign an NDA or not say this. So we had somebody kind of special with us on this trip. So it's the lights are happening over here. And then all of a sudden, hundreds of miles over here, the same fucking lights. And at the same time. All of a sudden, everybody's watching this shit. It went on for like maybe 5 to 10 minutes. All of a sudden, you know when you see a plane going across, like it's like going at like this speed.
Yeah.
But have you ever seen a jet when it's like?
Yeah.
So I got buzzed once, like real low, real fast in Ocotillo Wells, and it scared the holy fuck out of me. But you just see this like had to be like a fighter jet or something, just ripping through the sky. Like it had its like red and greens or whatever. But it's just fucking ripping. Like I've never seen a plane travel so fast, like through the night sky like that. And then here's the lights going on over here. You see the plane go. The lights that I assumed was probably a fighter jet disappear. So these lights turn off. These lights turn off on like 1, 2, 3, 4. These lights turn off and the fighter jet's going. And as soon as it gets close to these lights, the lights turn off. Then you don't see the plane. Like the red and green lights anymore.
Like it disappears behind.
Then you see the lights reappear again, and then he goes across the front, but you see the lights again.
Huh.
And then I didn't see any more of the lights go off
so
after
it,
that.
So it went behind whatever this was. God, that's creepy.
So let me tell you why. One, like when you shoot off flares, it's going to be somewhat erratic.
Yeah.
And it's not going to keep, you're not going to keep building.
Yeah. They float down and they either spiral or you can see a smoke trail behind some of them.
So it wasn't like that. And there is not a military Air Force base. Like there is one, but it's like fucking far. We had a person with us who has top secret clearance because they are very, they work on the Predator drones, and he is like a
ninja. Leave it at that.
And he was like, I mean, you can probably hear it in the video. Because we talked about it later. He's like, that's nothing. Like, that's not how flares work. That's not a flare. He's like, I don't know what that is. I sent the video to him. He showed some people and they were like, we have no idea what that is.
Yeah, we have no idea what that is. Who filmed this? And all of a sudden you have.
It's very, the way the lights were, like the earth, there's, if you look in like UFO stuff, there's very, the Arizona lights incident or whatever that was. It was similar, like.
Yeah, they look like a formation of orbs,
mm-hmm.
But also when they would fly, you would see that the stars would disappear. So like, it was a big ass.
Yeah, like I couldn't see like. Like, and what's crazy, so after this trip, I have thermal and I had night vision, which you can see way more stuff in the sky with night vision. So like ever since then, every time we go back there camping, I'm like, I'm bringing thermal and night vision. And I'm like, I have yet to see that incident happen again. And we've been there a bunch of times, but it was like the lights were perfectly lined up. So it was like, bing, 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 bing. And then this one would disappear and then it would show up over here. And then this one would disappear and then it would show up over here. But it was a perfect line. It wasn't like. Like,
yeah,
it was this perfect line just like going across here, and you'll see in the video, and the video is actually really good. Like it's not like one of those, I mean, for video taping like lights in the sky, it's not like shaky like you always see on TV. It's actually pretty good. And so what's weird is I had it on my phone, right? And I posted it online and like nobody really like said anything or whatever. it somehow deleted off my fucking phone, like just by itself. I did not delete it. And then the only way I was able to get the video back was downloading
it back from,
because I posted it on my story and it let me download the story from Instagram. That's how I got the video back.
You know it. They know you took video.
The FBI or CIA guy watching my phone is, dude, you're not, I'm a fucking idiot, guys. So like, you're wasting your time. I'm just telling you, like.
All right, Eddie. I'm going to have nightmares about aliens, I guess. Thank you for that. I'm probably going to sleep in that furry costume. I think that's going to keep me safe.
That would keep you really warm.
Imagine you're a fucking alien and you're like, oh, let's take this guy.
Yeah, now. We haven't got one of these yet.
And he opens it up the door and I'm just sleeping there in my cat costume.
But the zipper's down and your ass, your little fucking brown ass cheeks are all hanging out.
I mean, they'd be like,
what if they just see like your little brown mounds coming out of the costume and they just put like a little flag that has like their Earth's, their planet's like fucking thing. This is like, we landed here and they're just fucking jokesters and they go home.
I'm a lonely man. I think I would take that.
What would you do? Like you wake up in the middle of the night and there's like this little like
flag 8-inch in my ass.
Flag
just out of my ass.
What would you think?
Hold on.
And you're home by yourself.
God damn it. Number one, I would pull that flag out of my ass first.
Yeah.
And like look at it probably and analyze it.
Would you?
No.
It has like this weird design.
I would assume that there's somebody in the house. So I'd have to like figure that out.
I would be.
And then I would cry and I would probably put myself in the bathroom trying to figure shit out and call somebody. Probably. I don't know who though. I have no idea who I would call. I wouldn't call you because you'd be like, "Ah, it's fine. Don't worry about it."
No, I'd be freaked out. I'd be more scared.
What do you mean, don't worry about it? I have a flag up my ass. What the fuck do you mean, don't worry about it? It has Elon Musk on it somehow. I don't know. I don't know what that flag would probably include.
God.
But I don't know. Like, alien stuff freaks me out because it's too unknown.
That's the part that scares me because you don't know. Can I beat it in a fight?
I mean, have we ever? Had somebody beat one in a fight? And I think probably the answer is no.
Has anybody ever tried to box up an alien?
I don't know. So what freaks me out is this. People at high levels probably have different theories about them, you know? And I've talked to some people, some weird people that probably have some weird clearances that probably shouldn't be fucking saying any of that type of stuff. But like I asked them like, hey, what do you think they are? And I've heard two different answers that have made me like think. They've always been here. And what we once described as spiritual, we now recognize as transdimensional.
That's what I think it probably is.
And when they said that, I say, what do you mean what we once described as spiritual? I say, the Babylonians were probably onto them for years and they probably saw them directly. And they were like, man, let's probably keep a lower profile. And now we're here. I've heard stuff about like a UFO that's so big that they had to build a building over it to kind of keep it hidden. Who knows? But all that stuff just freaks me out because
it's the unknown.
It's the unknown. And another thing I heard from one of these people that we know way more than they probably should have been telling me is that independently of anything or any theories that are out there, if you just go by how things have worked out, you know, in nature.
Or technology.
And technology. And when any superior entity encounters an inferior one of some kind that doesn't have the advancement that it has, it usually either gets...
Doesn't end well.
Yeah, it usually either gets exterminated, enslaved, or absorbed.
What if we're just their pets?
I mean, this is a pretty cool terrarium.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know.
We're just gold miners for them.
Yeah, we're just fucking mining gold for these transdimensional beings for no reason, I guess. You know.
Well, with that, enjoy your nightmares. I hope you listen to this at night and in the dark. And I hope that when you go to sleep tonight that a 4-foot-tall gray alien doesn't peek out your side of your open bedroom door.
Yeah, I hope your watch doesn't just stop.
Oh, God. Jeez.
Buenas noches.
Yeah, imagine. Imagine we do hypnotize, and it's like all this horrible shit comes out. It's just like
it's a very like draw the alien, and it's just like a
it's you.
It's me. It's me in like a Star Trek suit.
Oh God.
Or it's me in the furry suit.
What if like it's like I can draw like somewhat okay, but imagine like when I'm hypnotized, I draw and it's like a fucking photographic picture. Like
holy shit, perfect. It's like a very sexy ET.
Oh, just one long finger.
Imagine ET with like one long finger and but a like cake though. Like
why do you think the gray area, the gray alien with the big eyes, like freaks us out?
It's like an insect. It's like a praying mantis kind of like.
So it's figure. Like a humanoid that like you aren't sure what they're capable of.
I think when you see that plain face without any emotions and the big eyes,
you can't read it. That's what it is.
You can't read it, and also there's no emotion there. So it's whatever it is. It's cold and robotic, and you know you can't.
I now only train jiu-jitsu for aliens. Now I'm. Whatever it takes.
I mean, realistically, if you have that fucking alien with the size of the eyes that those apparently have, where I'm gonna punch my.
Badass would you feel if you see him in the doorway and you just fucking push kick that motherfucker all the way across the room? You're like, oh, we can get at these motherfuckers,
dude.
I'll beat his ass.
Or like one of them is like
I'll staring steal whatever at, he's got.
One of them is like staring at me, and I just punch right through his eye socket.
Oh, and it just explodes.
And just a bunch of ooze comes out of my hand. Into my hand, and they're like, "We're here to give you the cure for cancer."
I don't care. I'm fucking beating your ass because I know I can now. Hell yeah. I'm collecting them as a prize too, and I'm gonna sell it to the highest bidder.
Like, man, like I've never heard anything about like they don't have space guns or like.
Hey, lasers. Don't come at me, aliens! I'll box the fuck out of you. This is on the airwaves now. I'll fucking alien up. I'm gonna say okay. It right now.
Aliens, fucking be warned. All right.